Welcome. Today we're discussing this week's whirlwind of AI model releases. It's a model mania out there.
Wow. Sounds exciting. What kicked things off?
Gemini 2.5 Flash. A smaller, more efficient version of the impressive Gemini 2.5 Pro. The Rubik's Cube Master. And get this. It's a hybrid reasoning model. You can toggle the thinking on or off. Brilliant for developers.
Thinking on or off, like a light switch for AI? How about the cost?
Super affordable. $15 per million input tokens. Cheaper than OpenAI's O4 Mini, Claude 3.7, Sonnet, even DeepSeek R1. Output's reasonable too. 60 cents for non-reasoning, $3.50 for reasoning.
Impressive pricing, but how does it perform?
Holds its own, mostly. Slightly lower on humanity's last exam than O4 Mini, but beats Claude and DeepSeek. On par with other models on science benchmarks. Mini's still top dog, but pricier.
So good value for the money?
Definitely. Especially considering the thinking toggle and the hybrid reasoning capabilities. A real game changer.
Okay, what else dropped this week?
OpenAI unleashed a triple threat. 0304 Mini. 03's tool use is mind-blowing, integrating tools into its chain of thought. I tested it with a vacation photo, and it pinpointed my location perfectly. Wait, geolocating from a photo? Isn't that a little creepy?
Incredible, and yeah, a bit unsettling, but the accuracy is stunning. What about O4 Mini?
Smaller, cheaper, still packs a punch. OpenAI really dominated this week.
Anyone else join the party?
Replit launched Agent V2, a major upgrade to their cloud-based IDE, 5 times more likely to successfully create what you need. And Anthropic unveiled research. Think deep research, but integrated with Google Workspace. Email drafting, calendar scheduling, doc creation, all with AI power. Grok GQ released Compound Beta, open source models with tool use via API, web search, code execution, the works.
Whoa, lots of advancements in developer tools. Any news on the creative side?
Kling, the text-to-video company, dropped Phase 2. Their 2.0 master model boasts incredible prompt adherence, improved dynamics, and stunning aesthetics. The examples they showed were a huge leap forward in video generation.
Any juicy rumors or acquisitions in the pipeline?
Word on the street is OpenAI might buy Windsurf for $3 billion. A smart move for them. Vibe coding is the future, and Windsurf is a leader in the space. But I hope they still support other models.
Interesting. Makes sense. Anything else?
Apparently, OpenAI is also working on an X-like social network. Probably for data acquisition to fuel their models. Plus, Microsoft announced computer use in Copilot Studio, for UI automation, a potential disruptor for the RPA industry.
Wow, it's like they're building an AI empire.
Oh, and Grok added memory, personalized responses, remembering past conversations. A fantastic feature. If you like your AI to, you know, remember stuff about you. And that's a wrap for this week's Model Madness. What a week it was. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.